Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Sun's out. People want to get outside. And I've noticed this viral video that every one of our listeners have likely seen. Have you seen the video of the woman at the public pool shaving her legs while other kids swim around her?
Thankfully not.
I've not seen it.
It will disgust you like it disgusted
me. I'm already disgusted.
Public pools attract the very worst of humanity. And my primary complaint is that no one had the stones to step up and say anything to this woman about doing this other than just simply posting a video of her doing this while other kids were swimming around her in the shallow end. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
I would have done it. I would have done it.
My primary complaint, men's swimming trunks, since we're sticking with the swimming theme, a primary complaint. It shouldn't be this difficult to find a good pair of swimming trunks that also can save you from getting underwear wet. I love the throwback days when you had the nice mesh inseam where you didn't have to wear underwear with the swimming trunks. I'm going to swimming lessons, I'm going to the neighborhood pool, and I'm running out of underwear because I'm wearing 2-3 pair a day because you get your underwear wet. What happened to the old school mesh netting on the inside? I understand when you get to be older, you don't want to have to sit with your legs crossed when you wear those because it's see-through underneath that. Can we get something that covers and is mesh and a part of the swimsuit? I don't want to have to wear underwear with the men's swimsuit, and the ones that look good enough to wear in public, none of them have the mesh netting. Let's marry these two technologies. Let's get them together. Let's have both an attractive-looking swim trunks with the netting that covers something where you're not getting so many pairs of underwear wet. This is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
So we talked about this recently when I called it a bathing suit and you guys clobbered me like I was Esther Williams. But I just bought a nice pair of Nike swim trunks with the mesh inside that are perfectly old school but modern look. So I'll go shopping with you next time, bro.
Yeah, I need that.
Don't go shopping with Paul.
Let's shop. Let's go to REI and look at some striped T-shirts.
The mesh is more for containment than concealment, right?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, just want to make sure I
mean, but yeah, if you're standing on a mirror, you need to be concealed. But who's standing on a mirror at the pool?
Yeah, we never know the places Chad hangs out. So if you spent 60 years or more crafting a brand, why in the world in 2018 would you go and change that? I'm talking to you, IHOP, or as you now want to be referred to, IHOB. No, we don't know what the B stands for yet, but I think it's for a bad idea, changing the name of your restaurant 62 years nearly after it began in Burbank, California, i.e. New Coke. See how that worked out for them? Just another reason that I'm an IHOP man. I mean, I'm a Waffle House man, not an IHOP man.
Isn't it
IHOP?
International House of Breakfast, man?
It's breakfast, right?
They haven't revealed what the B stands for. They'll do that on June the 11th.
I'll take it a step further. I hated when they went to IHOP from International House of Pancakes.
It's quite long.
I like International House of Pancakes. Don't need to shorten them.
All rise! My primary complaint deals with the terms of service of virtually every website or app that we use in America. We are in a privacy crisis, correct? We granted too much information to people, but they took advantage of us because they know that we don't have time to pay attention to their terms of service. And so they took all kinds of information and gave it to all kinds of people. And now your mailbox in the last 2 weeks has been loaded with updated terms of service from everything that you have signed up with in your lifetime. But the onus is not on them ever. It's always on us. It's much like the Ticketmaster settlement that was absolute garbage, where you could get a certificate to maybe get a free ticket to one show if you're one of the right people that uses it. But most likely all of that goes by the wayside and they don't lose any money and we don't get anything back. I want an email from you that says very clearly, here's what we have of yours. Here's where you go to change what we have of yours. You can do this in 1 minute. As an example, I just signed up for Airbnb because I'm looking for a place in New York and was thinking maybe I could do better than a hotel. I'll take a look. I had to unclick all the information that I didn't want them to have. You need to change this, and I need to click the information I want you to have. There's no reason you should have my birthday and my address and my pet's first name and my mom's maiden name and all of this stuff. Stop putting the onus on us. I want to remain private, and I also want to maintain some time in my life. Make it easy and don't ask me all of my stuff.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
615-737-1045, our number.
Now is your chance to complain. Maybe we fatigue people with too many huge announcements today.
Maybe.
I don't know. We need people to call in and complain. 737-1045. Rarely do we have a drought of complaints on this show. We need complaints right now. Your primary complaint. Now is your time to call in with it at 737-1045. 737-1045.
Susan is about to lead us off on the phones, but first, Daughtry says, I have a solution for you, sir, regarding wet underwear. No underwear equals not wet. Done.
You need to be contained.
Yeah, you got to be contained.
You can't
and
be
the
free.
Shorts that I'm talking about, when they get wet,
they draw up.
Maybe for some men, you wouldn't have this issue, but for me, I have a problem with it exposing too much. Let's just put it that much. Let's put it that way. Maybe Daughtry would be okay doing that. I would not. I'd be showing the neighborhood pool way too much. Wouldn't leave a lot to be desired.
And let's be honest, there's nobody over there that's interested in seeing any of this.
Yeah. Hide your wives.
Hide your husbands.
Yes. No husband in our neighborhood pool wants that.
Just cost too much.
Oh, conflict. Man. 615-737-1045, our number. To Susan, as promised. Hey, Susan.
Hi. How you doing?
Great.
Great.
I have two, and I'll be quick.
Well, you got to go with one. Got to go with one.
One complaint.
That's the rule.
Primary
complaint. We need one.
Okay, this complaint is because I buy the toilet paper in the house, but I buy different brands. And why don't they put on the roll who the manufacturer is so that at the end you know which one you're using?
You're talking about where you... I know exactly what you're talking about. So put it actually in the paper.
Whether it's Quilted
roll.
Northern or...
Yeah, yes. Thank you. Print it on the roll so I know if I like that one or I don't like that.
That's an interesting idea and probably would be easily done.
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you, Susan.
If you want to turn one specific toilet paper into a brand like Kleenex is facial tissue, but that's the company we all think of it as Kleenex, maybe a toilet paper company should start putting their logo on the actual toilet paper roll.
And listen, it's all Quilted Northern. If you're using something else, it's a big mistake.
Well, there's Charmin. That's very popular.
No, I'm saying
Members
should
mark.
Be using Quilted Northern.
Single ply.
I use whatever's there.
Sandpaper brand.
Yep.
I do not buy the toilet paper in the house. I use whatever's available, whatever's there.
At the porta potty. That's where you like to go now, over at the swimming pool.
That was a disaster.
So this is a friend of yours' pool, and she's got a porta john in her backyard.
No, it's a lady who's done swim instructions for years from her house. She's got a pool at her house, and it's like she has like six kids at a time.
What's the insurance deal over there?
Well, they have two lifeguards at the house. I mean, it's a legit operation.
I still can't.
I don't even know where you're going.
I still can't stop thinking about the fact that if the show ever goes swimming with Chad, he's going to put us all to shame.
Oh, yeah.
I suggest for Chad.
You don't want that outline.
What David did. For the polar plunge, the unitard.
Oh,
yeah, that's what you should be wearing. I was trying to get Mark Howard in one of those for years.
It's a singlet, not a
singlet.
Unitard.
I wanted him to do the walk-off in a singlet.
It's also for Daughtry, was it, that said just don't wear underwear? If you're wearing the swimsuit without the mesh netting on the inside, it's really not comfortable, too.
I used to wear underwear with the mesh.
With the tie and the material of that swimsuit with nothing in between
it? It's not comfortable.
I find the mesh itself uncomfortable.
I do, too. I used to wear underwear inside the mesh. Double.
I need...
Double secure.
Here's what I need.
There should be padding in the mesh.
Like a bike short.
Yes.
We're really on to something here.
Here's let me get specific about what I want.
Paul overcompensates.
Tell me if you've ever seen this. Tell me if you've ever seen this.
Three pairs of underwear.
I wear boxers and briefs and then mesh.
Why are you so puffy in the pool, Paul?
I don't want just the netted mesh like you had when you were a little boy. I need something that's mesh that covers it. No.
He wants chain mail. He wants chain metal mesh.
Hear me out. Something that's not see-through. Well, if you let me explain.
What's see-through on the inside, not from the outside?
No, but
my point
is,
if you sit down, if the short comes out a little bit.
Staring up your legs?
No, but if you look over, you're going to see it. Hutton knows what I'm talking about and has seen this before.
No, I have not seen it. I have not seen it before.
Also, if I'm sitting at the pool, I usually have my feet up, right? I'm on a chaise lounge or whatever. I'm not worried about anybody seeing up my shorts.
The chances of it happening is not high, and it's not going to happen that often.
But there's a chance.
But I want
to avoid that. So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes.
So what I'm hearing, let me just make
sure. Can I get a nice gray mesh? That's over it.
Can I recap, Hutton?
Please.
Can I recap? What I'm hearing here is
I need someone to develop these swim trunks that I'm talking about right now.
What I'm hearing here.
Let's do it as a show.
Is this woman running an illegal swim teaching operation? You do not want her to see up your shorts.
Or anyone.
Anyone.
I think she's...
He's saying anyone.
I know, but these other people are distracted by the babies that they're teaching to swim. I think Chad thinks there's more focus on Chad than there is.
But she's been doing this for so long, she's seen it all, Chad.
I'm not worried about her. It's everyone else.
Here's a fun idea for the children. Go in the port-a-john, strip nude, and just come running out of there and say, "We're going streaking!"